Holy water and incense becoming efficacious sacramentals through the prayer and the blessings of the church. They're employed here because the soul of the departed benefits by their application and because the body of the departed was a temple of the Most Holy Spirit.
En el nombre de Dios, en tentación, a puta imperium, requiesca in pace, domine exaudi oratione meam, dominus vobiscum. Aremus tescui proprimes miserere semper et facere, et supplices exeramus, o anima famili tui Ioannis, quam odie de oxiculo migrare assisti.
The cardinal now says, from the gates of hell, rescue his soul, O Lord. May he rest in peace. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Let us pray. O God, who alone art ever merciful and sparing of punishment, humbly we pray thee on behalf of the soul of thy servant, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, whom thou hast commanded to go forth today from this world. Do not hand him over to the power of the enemy, nor forget him forever, but command that his soul be taken up by thy holy angels and brought home to paradise. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Angels, did Jack lead you into paradise? May the martyrs receive you at your coming. May the Spirit of God embrace you. And mayest thou, with all those who made the supreme sacrifice of dying for others, receive eternal rest and peace. Amen.
The cardinal has now returned to the throne, and there he changes the mass vestments in preparation to leading the corpse from the church. angels take you into paradise. May the martyrs come to welcome you on your way and lead you into the holy city of Jerusalem. Is the summit of Christian life, the source of its power, for in it Christ gathers up his brothers and presents them to the Father as one with him, thus offering all honor and glory forever and ever. This Mass has been offered for John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States. May he rest in peace.
This is Dave Rush speaking from across from St. Matthew's Cathedral. The color guard and honor guard have been positioned at attention. The caisson has been brought into place. Thousands of people have stood here for the past hour in respectful silence as the funeral services were conducted for the late President Kennedy. The casket bearers will bring the body of the late president down to the caisson after this hymn by the U.S. Army Band. Mrs. Kennedy, who has followed behind the casket bearing the body of her late husband, is now emerging from the cathedral with Caroline and John Jr. The sailor bearing the personal flag of President Kennedy. Mrs. Rose Kennedy, the late president's mother, is flanked by her two sons, Senator Edward Kennedy and Attorney General Robert Kennedy. They are now standing on the steps of the cathedral, while the casket bearers place the casket on the caisson. Of the Kennedy family standing immediately behind Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy, Mrs. Rose Kennedy, the Attorney General, and Senator Edward Kennedy.
The following is the burial ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery of the late President John F. Kennedy at 2 p.m. on Monday, November 25th, 1963.
The crowd here at the cemetery, as have been the crowds all day, is completely silent. A hushed crowd, not a noise. Out of respect, and perhaps in contemplation of the enormously tragic events of the last couple of days. As Mrs. Kennedy leaves the limousine, you will hear again the traditional ruffles and flourishes, followed by the Star-Spangled Banner. At that point, the U.S. Air Force bagpipe band will sound off, and the casket will be removed from the caisson. As the bagpipes move over the hill, the funeral party will be led up the hill between a column of Special Forces soldiers dressed in their now traditional berets and combat boots. A lengthy double line of black limousines has now stopped. It stretches perhaps 6 or 8 blocks down the hill from this graveside, and those diplomats, other VIPs who rode here in them, are now slowly moving up the hill on foot to assemble at graveside. The members of the Irish honor guard, sharply attired, in riding breeches, olive drab jackets, and high brown leather boots, seem each man to be engaged in solemn thought at this moment, remembering, no doubt, the visit to their land recently by the late president. At this moment, the Kennedy family is moving toward the gravesite, and here you have ruffles and flourishes. Bagpipes the members of the Air Force bagpipe band playing a funeral dirge are moving very, very slowly in measured steps toward the graveside. And at this moment, the casket is being removed from the caisson. Mrs. Kennedy standing just beside, looking on sadly. One can see the expression on her face through the thin black veil of her face. Casket now is being carried up the path toward the gravesite. When the casket has been placed on graveside, the bagpipers will stop their music, and the mourners will be motioned to their various positions around graveside. When they're in position, the Irish Guard will then perform their military manual. So slowly, the casket is being carried the 100 feet from the side of the road to the freshly dug grave through the Guard of Honor of Special Forces soldiers. Leading the slow procession is a military honor guard of three carrying the American flag. There follow several church dignitaries who will take part in the burial service, and directly behind them, moving at a very slow pace, the military guard of eight men is bearing the heavy bronze casket draped in its American flag. Behind the casket, the president's personal flag, and after that, the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, followed by the grieving Kennedy family, Mrs. Kennedy walking in the center of the path, holding tight to the arm and hand of her brother-in-law, the Attorney General, and flanked on the other side by Senator Edward Kennedy. Overhead at this moment, a flyby. As you've heard, 50 Air Force fighter planes, one for each of the nation's 50 states, has streaked across the blue sky here over the gravesite. The casket has reached the gravesite. The honor guard has now begun folding the American flag. Mrs. Kennedy is seated, as are the members of the Kennedy family, in five seats immediately adjacent to the gravesite, watching the sad ceremony. Now has been raised and is being held by the eight military men, four on each side of the casket. It is being held over the casket, canopy-like, as the Irish honor guard goes through its manual of arms. Mrs. Kennedy now standing with her brother-in-law, the Attorney General, has moved forward. She has moved to within 3 or 4 feet of the bronze casket, her veil gently blowing in this breeze. Her two sisters, Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Shriver, standing close by, other members of the Kennedy family, some of the children of Robert Kennedy also here, although Caroline and John Jr. are not present. A number of dignitaries are now moving into their pre-assigned positions to Mrs. Kennedy's right. Included, of course, in the front row is President de Gaulle of France. Haile Selassie, the Emperor of Ethiopia, is also in the front row, wearing a green and gold sash over his black military uniform. Representatives from more than 50 nations are here at this service. Senator Edward Kennedy has stepped back just a bit. He is now behind the row of chairs. At this point, the chaplain will bless the grave and continue with prayers at the graveside. Toward the end of his prayers, the troops will be brought to present arms and a 21-gun salute will be sounded.
Of the baseball fine rest, be pleased to bless this grave, and thy holy angel to keep it, and loose from the body we bury herein, and of our beloved Jack Kennedy, 35th President of the United States. And that his soul may rejoice in thee with all the saints through Christ the Lord. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, because he hath visited and wrought the redemption of his people, hath raised up a horn of salvation to us in the house of David his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets throughout from the beginning, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham, our father, that he would grant unto us, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we may serve him without fear. Holiness and justice also before him all our days. Thou child shalt be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people unto the remission of their sins, through the bowels of the mercy of God, in which the day springs from on high hath visited us, to enlighten them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to direct our feet into the way of peace. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And everyone who liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Cardinal Cushing has completed the prayers at graveside.
That he who in his desires did thy will may not receive the punishment of any misdeeds, and not as true faith that join them to the company of the faithful here below, thy mercy may make him the companion of the holy angels in heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Cardinal Cushing now has completed the prayers, and in a moment he will hear three volleys of musketry, to be followed by taps. Of course, was the traditional 21-gun salute. At this point, the chaplain now completes the prayers at the graveside.
May rest in peace. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
Now we will hear the three volleys of musketry, to be followed by the traditional playing of taps.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
At this point, Robert Kennedy has brought Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy to a position directly in front of the casket and next to it.
at this point, with Mrs. Kennedy still standing at the end of the casket and very close to it. Cardinal Cushing has leaned forward, touched the shoulder of Senator Edward Kennedy. There's a conversation between him and the Attorney General. Now the Cardinal speaks briefly with Mrs. Kennedy. At this moment, the military honor guard begins to fold the flag which has draped the casket of the late president in prescribed military fashion. The folding almost completed. After the flag has been folded, the body bearers then will move from the graveside, and the chaplain will bless the eternal flame which is to be lighted here at the graveside during the burial ceremony by Mrs. Kennedy.
And grant that whoever giving thanks to thee uses it in accordance with thy law and thy will, may by calling upon thy holy name receive to thy aid health, the body, and protection of soul, and grace to follow in the way of the wonderful man whom we bury here today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The flag, the American flag, has now been handed to Mrs. Kennedy, who receives it. She will now, in a moment after a final silent prayer, a last look, move away. She bends over toward the casket and lights the eternal flame with a torch. Robert Kennedy bends down and takes part as well. And now the president's
youngest brother, Senator Edward Kennedy, does similarly, and the eternal flame is lighted. Now, with heavy heart and slow step, Mrs. Kennedy, showing even through her veil the strain of the day's ordeal, has turned away. She's chatting for a moment with the Attorney General. Now she moves back again. She comes over, personally greets members of the Joint Chief of Staff, kisses General Maxwell Taylor, a longtime personal friend, then moves slowly away, hand in hand, with her brother-in-law, Attorney General Robert Kennedy, through the crowd of dignitaries, toward their waiting limousine. Vice President, or rather, the new president, Lyndon Johnson, is now moving away from the squared-off area, joining the procession of diplomatic and clerical dignitaries, moving away from the gravesite. The honor guard, standing stock still and at rigid attention on either side of the casket. The casket, plainly visible. Bronze, polished. Behind it, in front of our vantage point, the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are standing also at attention. And the ceremony, to all intents and purposes, is over. Thus, for Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy, the most difficult day in a series of tragic days is drawing to its inevitable close. The former First Lady, heart deeply grieving, has turned from a last long look at the casket bearing the remains of her husband, John F. Kennedy, has been laid to rest.